You may be here tonight and you may be going, man, I don't even know if I'm a Christian because I have this struggle inside of my heart. Like, those things I want to do, I don't do. Those things I don't want to do, I do, right? I know Pastor Clark mentions that to you quite a bit about how that's what the Apostle Paul, right, you know, went through. That's actually evidence of a Christian. In fact, I would say if you, listen, when I was out on the streets shooting dope and all that, and a lot of us were, the struggle wasn't with the same struggle. There was a struggle, but it was more like, man, where am I going to get rent? You see what I'm saying? The struggle was, man, this is hard. You know, I just need dope money. It wasn't until I became a Christian that God saved me that now there was a struggle. Now there was something. In fact, this is what the Apostle Paul is talking about when he says, fight the good fight. You want to know what the good fight is? The good fight is the struggle that goes on inside of here. And so if you're here tonight and you're going, man, I don't even know if I want to be a Christian. I want to believe, and I do believe, man, Lord, help me with my unbelief. But there's this struggle. You know, I still struggle with porn, or I still struggle with you know, relationships or whatever it is, and I don't know how to do that. And man, that's actually evidence that that's some evidence of a Christian life, right? That there's a fight. One of the promises of God is that he who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. That God is working in you, even when you may not know it, right? Not only a promise of God that you can hold on to tonight is that God is not just working in you, he's working for you. That God, that's what the gospel tells me. He is for me. Even when I'm not even for myself, even when I'm not for God, he's actually for me. In spite of me. Jeremiah, right, 29 says, God says, I know the plans I have for you. God says, I know. It's almost like saying, you don't need to tell me whether or not my plan, I know what my plans are for you. And they're for good. The plans that I have for you are good, and they're not for evil. To do what? To give you a future and a hope.